This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Ida has weakened to a Category 3 storm as it approaches New Orleans hours after making landfall as a Category 4. It was the 16th anniversary of the day Hurricane Katrina made landfall and flooded the city, leaving some 1,800 lost lives in her aftermath. The city levees breached by Katrina in 2005 have been improved since then. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has predicted that this time the levees will hold. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Sunday night that Hurricane Ida, one of the strongest storms ever to hit the area, lost strength over the course of the day. It is now expected to pass west of New Orleans. Earlier in the day, an estimated 500,000 people were believed to be without power in the wake of the storm. The National Hurricane Center urged residents to expect high winds, 15 to 50 centimeters of rain across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coastlines, and storm surges predicted to exceed 2 meters. Ida made landfall Friday in Cuba. By Saturday, the cleanup was underway. Trees were toppled and buildings damaged, but no deaths were reported. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says in a report that North Korea appears to have restarted a nuclear reactor that's widely believed to have produced plutonium for nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency has had no access to North Korea since Pyongyang expelled its inspectors in 2009. The country then pressed ahead with its nuclear weapons program and soon resumed nuclear testing. Its last nuclear test was in 2017. The IAEA now monitors North Korea from afar, largely through satellite imagery. From Washington, this is VOA News.